Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Monday morning. First Monday in the holiday season, of the holiday season. Monday, November the 28th, 2022. Last Monday in the month of November. 19 minutes past the hour, 39 degrees and mostly cloudy skies here in the Marion area. And we are in the full bore of the holiday season. Just go check the trees and the housing decorations outside. It's all kinds of good stuff as we head into the holiday seasons, and holiday season, as I should say. And as many of you know, a lot of people spent this past Saturday watching the game, as they call it, Ohio State, Michigan. And unfortunately for Ohio State fans, it did not turn out as well as they would have hoped. But last week, if you tuned in on Wednesday, we were very lucky enough to have Superfan Buckeye Guy in the studio with us. He gave us a prediction on that day, 35-17. Of course, if you watch the game, you know the score ended up being 45-23 Michigan, unfortunately for Ohio State. Joining us this morning for about 10 minutes to kind of wrap up what happened on Saturday afternoon, our pal Buckeye Guy. Buckeye Guy, how are you?
Good morning, Scott. Not doing too well this morning, man. I'm telling you, it's a long weekend, and it was not ideal for any Ohio State fan.
You know, 45-23, almost a double score there. Almost Michigan scored about double Ohio State did. What happened in that game?
It was unimaginable. The school up north kicks off to Ohio State. We go all the way down, score 7 points. We're up 7-0. Things are going just as planned, as I envisioned. We're beating them like you wouldn't believe. Halftime, the school up north has 10 yards rushing. The Ohio State University is winning 20-17. So I'm saying, okay, we've totally outplayed this team. But we left points off the scoreboard.
In the end, what was the atmosphere in the shoe on Saturday?
I'm glad you asked that, Scott Spears. I've never in my entire life seen Ohio Stadium empty out as it did, in the fashion it did. Their running back took off for an 85-yard touchdown run. Are you kidding me? In the fourth quarter, are you kidding me? We were right there. You know, we were within 8 points of the whole thing. Then within 4 minutes, he takes, same running back, takes off for a 75-yard touchdown. And it was like a mass exodus. I've never seen it before. I told the guy sitting next to me, I've never seen that. And so, like you say, we were full throttle, you know. We're supporting the team. We're loud as we possibly can. But they were throwing haymakers the entire game.
When we look back at all the talk that went into this game, two teams coming in undefeated. Michigan had beat Ohio State last year in Michigan. We're coming back home. This is going to be a huge game. When you took all those components and look at what actually happened, did Ohio State get lax in the second half? When they scored on them first, did confidence set in? What would we say happened?
Well, I'll tell you. The penalties didn't help anybody, No excuses. We got beat fair and square. The penalties did not hurt, and the referees weren't wrong for calling them. And the one most egregious call was we had a player after the play on the sideline headbutt an opposing player. That brung up an automatic first down. You know, I've never seen a third, a first and 35. The Ohio State University came up with a first and 35. You can't dig your way out of that. Well, I thought we couldn't. C.J. Stroud throws for 19 yards on first down. We're getting a manageable. He throws for 8 the second one, on second down. Third down, we get there. Fourth down and 4. Coach Day elects to punt the ball. That's a safe play. I understand. I get it. But, man, you probably want to give that a try, you know, to get that 4 yards for first down. It just didn't happen.
You know, that's one of the questions, Buckeye Guy. We talked about it a little last week when Coach Day lost last year up in Michigan. He took a lot of heat. But to come back to the shoe and lose by almost double the score this year, Michigan 2 years in a row, we all saw the memes over the weekend. We all saw what people were saying online. Do you think that Coach Day's, because a lot of this is being blamed on him, do you think his job might be in jeopardy at this point?
Listen, man, everything is up for evaluation after each and every season. This is no different. We understand that. You know, you get a lot more credit when you win, you get a lot more blame when you lose. We understand that. But here at the Ohio State University, you got to beat that school from up north, man. You can ask several other administrators, coaches, fans, I mean, all up and down the line. It's just exactly how it is and what it is.
With what happened on, well, first of all, tell me about the disparity in the score. Why was the margin so large?
No, they were making chunk plays, Scott Spears. Chunk plays. You know, they even threw a Tim Tebow jump pass out of the darn backfield. They were pulling out all the stops, you know, and scored touchdowns, and we were kicking field goals. That just won't – it just doesn't add up, man. Just doesn't.
Well, we got about 4 minutes left here with our buddy Buckeye Guy, and I guess I just want to ask you straight out, do you think that Ryan Day at this point should go with what you just said, kicking field goals? Because the decisions ultimately do come back to him.
Sure. Now, listen. We could have went for a couple of those. I'm thinking, you know, once you get down, you throw your game plan out of the window. So I'm sure we had a great game plan. We came down first and scored. We this team plays better from ahead, not from behind, because we were fighting tooth and nail all the way, but we fell behind. Once we fell behind, it was a different game plan altogether.
If you were making the decision on this, would you like to see a new coach?
I love Coach Ryan. Ryan Day is doing great things. His record is 44-5. He's only lost 2 Big Ten games in his life. But the 2 he lost were to the school from up north. So that carries additional weight. Just to be totally honest with you. So we're very happy with the 44-5 record, but we need to get some better results, ideal results, in the big game.
Does it all come down to the coach in the end to get those better results?
It all comes down to everybody, including the fans, including the assistant coaches, including the administration. Everybody has to be all in on this particular game. I mean, year-round. You know, Coach Woody Hayes, here we go, talking about he's up against the GOAT. And I'll tell you what, we talked about it earlier. Coach Woody Hayes ran and practiced against a play for the school up north every day in practice. He ran a play. He ran a situational thing for that school up north. So we got to start doing that and get back to that as soon as we get off the bus next year. You know, because we got to go up there. We got to go to Ann Arbor and play them again. And so Saturday, it wasn't no rain. Saturday, it wasn't no wind. Saturday, it wasn't no, snow. So So we have to execute our play to win this game.
Final question this morning, Buckeye guy. Luke Fickell, a former head coach at The Ohio State University, heads to Wisconsin. That was big news. And a lot of people were thinking, man, hey, we'd like to have him here. What was your feeling on Luke Fickell over the weekend?
Congratulations to Luke Fickell. It was unbelievable. He had passed on a couple of jobs last year, the USC job, the Notre Dame job, the Michigan State job, matter of fact. And you know what? He felt that Wisconsin was something that he could go for. Don't forget Barry Alvarez is still up there in their administration. Matt Rhule took the job at Nebraska. So people are on the move in the Big Ten. So we have to hunker down, get our program on solid ground, and get going, because don't forget USC and UCLA are coming in next year. It's going to be a whole new landscape in the Big Ten.
Absolutely. Buckeye Guy, who will be joining us on December 15th at 7 p.m. for the Fruitcake Toss. Buckeye Guy, thank you for joining us this morning. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Scott Spears. Go Buck.
The legendary Buckeye Guy, super fan himself. Well, there was a firsthand perspective of what happened on the field and in the stadium this past Saturday when the Ohio State Buckeyes lost to the Michigan Wolverines 45-23 at home. The Buckeyes being the at-home team. And it was interesting to hear from Buckeye Guy how people started to leave the stadium. You know, he'd never seen that before. And he's been to quite a few games, as they say. Not a good day for the Ohio State University. And I guess people are going to sort this out in the offseason. How much falls to the coach? Well, we got a game left this year. But in the offseason, how much falls to the coach? How much falls to the team? How much falls on the fans? You know, boy, you can win a lot of games. But if you don't win that Michigan game, as former coach John Cooper found out, a lot of bad things can come your way. So we thank Buckeye Guy for joining us. And just to reiterate, you know, everybody was hopeful going into Saturday's game. Buckeye Guy had the prediction at 35-17 Ohio State. And in the end, 45-23 Michigan. Again, almost double. Michigan scored almost double the points that Ohio State scored. That really was something. I think that maybe shocked people more than anything else was the margin that Michigan won by. And maybe that's what disgusted people and why they left the shoe prior to the game being over was that margin that Ohio State ended up losing by, because I think with two undefeated teams, you almost felt like this was going to be a close game. You felt like, and when Ohio State scored first, you thought, well, hey, here we go. We're in business. We're going in the right direction. But unfortunately for the Ohio State University, it did not turn out that way this past Saturday afternoon. Now, Luke Fickell goes to Wisconsin. Ryan Day certainly under a lot of pressure here. We'll see what happens as time goes on. 32 minutes past the hour here. Last Monday in the month of November 2022. November 28, 2022. 39 degrees and mostly cloudy skies. Boy, I'll tell you, it's a Monday, isn't it? We started off with technical difficulties this morning and then we are here today waiting for guest number two, but I think he's set to call. Our second guest is going to be a lot of fun. It's one of our holiday traditions here at WGH Talk, and we've got a lot of those we will do over the holiday season. So it's always good to stay tuned to this station during the holiday season. Amongst other things, we have the Fruitcake Toss, the WGH Holiday Party, which will be coming up in the month of December. We have, we're playing the Christmas songs every hour now, which I know people are enjoying. Our little top of the hour and little here and there Christmas bits every hour on the hour. I know people enjoy that. So we're ourselves getting in the full swing of the holiday season. As we head toward Christmas, that holiday of holidays, and all the other holidays that go on this time of year. You know, we've got Kwanzaa and Hanukkah. What are some of the other ones that people celebrate now? There's a lot of different things that people celebrate during this time of year. But as long as you're having fun, and as long as you're with people you like, what is wrong with that? Enjoy yourself, as they say. All right, 34 minutes past the hour here. November 28th, 2022. 39 degrees, mostly cloudy skies. We were talking earlier on. Whoa, I want to make this announcement. Oh, see, I almost forgot something. Christmas cards. We do this every year. This is one of our traditions. If you send us a Christmas card at WGH Talk to 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302, and put your return address in there, we will send you a card back. We do this every year. We enjoy this. We have kept all the cards that we have gotten over the years. But if you send us a Christmas card and put your return address in there, we will get you a card back. 523 South Prospect Street here in Marion. Now, also, Santa Claus's address. We give this out every year for all the kids. If you want to send a letter to Santa Claus, do it early as possible. Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. That's Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. Oh, and I do want to remind everybody, I will not be on the air on Thursday. Nothing serious going on. Just every 2 months, I'll have to take off a Thursday morning. So this Thursday, I will not be on the air, but I'll be back Friday morning. So just off this Thursday. So I do want to remind people that, and I'll remind people that as the week progresses. Cyber Monday today. People out there getting all these good deals, we hope. You know, I don't know. Were there good deals on Friday? Maybe there were, maybe there weren't. But a lot of people were out. As I say, I went to Kohl's on Saturday. I didn't go on Friday. But I went to Kohl's on Saturday, and I went to Meijer on Saturday, and they were busy. And they also had good sales. So that was a plus as well. Good sales, people in the store, good for the holiday season. You know, we talk about the economy this particular year. I don't know. People are still spending. People still seem to be out. You know, I was hearing stories Friday morning about nobody being able to find a parking spot at Walmart and some other stores. It definitely is the holiday season. And we always have this conversation every year is, are the holidays too commercial? Well, you know, I don't know. I guess they're as commercial as you want to make them. I don't know what really the holidays being commercial means. I don't know if that's buying presents. I don't know really what we mean by the holidays becoming commercial. I guess I would have to understand that a little better before I could make a full judgment on that. But I think it does have to do more with quite possibly the gifts, the rushing, the decorations, all those sort of things that go on this time of year. And hopefully it doesn't become too commercial if that's what we're referring to. I think a lot of people are highly stressed out. I found that on Thanksgiving, that people seem to be very stressed out. So hopefully the stress will subside and life will get better, and, you know, for as happy as the holidays can be, there are a lot of people who get very unhappy at the holiday time. But we hope not too unhappy. And as we continue on this morning, our remaining 20 minutes in the program this morning, we're going to do something we've been doing for, I think, 6 or 7 years now. We've had a lot of fun with this. He is one of our favorite people. And when he appears on the program, we know that Christmas is right around the corner. He has the tag as being the first African-American Santa hired by the Mall of America back in 2016. Remember that big story? He is Santa Larry Jefferson. Santa Larry, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing just fine. How are you doing, Scott?
Doing well. Here we are in the holiday season. Are you feeling Christmassy?
Oh, yes, I am. And I am here in Minnesota at Mall of America.
Now, tell people this year what you will be doing during the holiday season.
What will I be doing during the holiday season?
Yes.
Oh, well, I'm going to be spreading joy, happiness, love, and cheer around the world from here at Mall of America to the Museum of Science and Industry in Chicago to Dallas, Texas to New York and to Arkansas. I'm going to be traveling all over the country this year.
Now, at the Mall of America there, you know, we've heard over the years, you know, today's Cyber Monday, people are shopping online. There has been a decline in malls over the last few years. Is the Mall of America still doing well?
Oh, yes, the Mall of America is still doing well. There's lots of people still coming to the mall, believe it or not. People are still coming to the mall. COVID had an effect on all businesses across America. And now I'm beginning to see that trend to change because people are really coming to the mall. I could tell because I had lots of visitors taking pictures with Santa during this week.
Now, what are the kids asking for this year, Sarah Larry?
Oh, children are asking for every toy in the world as if they have a job. But I always listen to all the children's wishes. They're asking for bicycles, Paw Patrol, Legos, iPhones, Apple Watches, you name it. Children are still being children. They're asking for Barbie dolls and all kinds of other toys, you know. So it's really fun.
Very, very nice. Now, Santa Larry, there's a story this year that they're at the Mall of America. There's also going to be the first Asian Santa Claus. Does that hold significance to you?
Yes, absolutely. It's going to be Santa Allen. We're going to be introducing Santa Allen, Sue, this year. And Allen's been a Santa Claus for several years. And he and I attended Santa school in Dallas together when I was starting out. And I've been trying to recruit him here for the last 3-4 years. And he finally said yes.
Ah, very, so, very nice.
Yeah, we're just trying to provide Santas of all race, all colors, to be diversified so that children can see a Santa Claus that looks like them.
Well, and on that note, besides seeing a Santa Claus that looks like them, what do you think it does to have a diversity of Santa Clauses? African-American Santa, Asian Santa, Caucasian Santa. How do you think that helps the holiday season?
Oh, it makes it brighter. It makes it brighter because, like I said, even in my location where I live, when I'm not at the North Pole in Dallas area, we have a large Asian population, and I have a couple of Santas who work and help support that, Hispanic Santas as well. But it helps when children see themselves in someone, it puts a big smile in their heart. I'm a firm believer of that.
What makes a good Santa Claus?
What makes a good Santa Claus? Someone with a good heart. Someone with a good heart who loves children. I always say spiritual, but you don't have to be spiritual. But there's a spiritualness of it that entails it all. When it comes to our Lord and Savior. But I want to say that it takes a person who has a good loving heart and who loves Christmas and who wants to make others smile, be happy, and make magical moments for families.
You know, Santa Larry, it was such a big story in 2016, the first African-American Santa at the Mall of America, where you are again this year. Looking back 6 years ago now, Why do you think that was such a big story? Why that was such a changing point?
It was a changing point at the time because our country was going through an election, and there was so much political naughtiness that was going on. You know, because I had applied one position to be a Santa Claus. Hey, you're going to get this here firsthand, okay? I had applied to be a position. I had applied for a Santa position. I just graduated from Santa school, Al and I did, and they told me where I can apply. And this one position that I applied for, they loved my voice. They loved me. And they called me back and says, basically, I was hired. And I was so excited. And the lady says, she says, Larry, can I ask you a question? I said, yes. She says, are you black or white? I says, I'm an African-American. Will I be your first African-American Santa hired for y'all's business? And she says, well, Larry, I'm sorry. You sound great, and I know we're not hiring any blacks or any Hispanic Santas. We're only hiring white Santas. And that was in 2016. And I was like, what? But I'm really good Santa. I'm a veteran and everything. She says, I know, but our company is not ready for that at this moment. And the rest is history. I was down on myself for a little bit, but then I got over it, prayed about it, and says, you know, I'm going to move on. So I went to a Santa convention, and that's where I was discovered after being denied by a big box store. And then I go to a Santa Claus convention, and then that's where I met Santa Sid Fletcher. And he said the mall was looking to diversify, and would I be interested? He gave me a card, and I called Santa Seth up for an interview, and the rest was history. Now, fast forward to Allen. This is right back where we are. The mall is still wanting to diversify, and I said, well, I have a guy who I know and work with and train with, and his name is Santa Allen, and he will be a good Santa. And so they interviewed Allen, and there we go. Allen, who's an Asian Santa, will have. We always start people out with week tours and things of that nature, 1 week. So he will have a week tour here in Mall of America, which is going to be great.
You know, Santa Larry, it's interesting when you tell that story about being turned down by a big box store. Why mm-hmm. do you think, and there are some people who hold very strong to this idea that Santa has to be a certain race, he has to be a certain ethnicity, he's got to be a Caucasian man. Why, even in 2016, and maybe to this day to some degree, is that still such an important thing for people?
You know, people are going to hold on to various traditions, but like here in America, things are constantly changing. African American Santas aren't going away. Hispanic Santas aren't going anywhere. My Asian Santas aren't going anywhere. There's going to be an increase in numbers of diversified Santas, and we can't stop that. But that same big box store that turned me down after I blew up, per se, all over the United States. One of the reps called and wanted to know if I wanted to come there and work, and I said no. I was like, absolutely not.
Fool me once, shame on you. That's how it
yes,
goes.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. You know, Santa Larry, when you look back at being a Santa, what's your favorite moment? What moments stick out in your mind?
Oh, my gosh, Scott. You know, when children are just so sweet, and they take such beautiful pictures, and I get to listen to their wishes. I was in Chicago, like, say, 2 weeks ago, a child came up to me and said, Santa, can I tell you something? And I said, yes, of course. And he said, Santa, I'm being bullied at school. He was with his class. And I said, you're being bullied? And he says, yes. And he was in tears almost. And I said, well, let's find your teacher. So his teacher came over, and I reported it to his teacher. and I gave him some good encouraging words, you know, about being strong. And if something like that happens, make sure he go and let his teacher know, et cetera. But I get so many sweet children who just want to tell me what they want for Christmas. And, boy, their parents sometimes are excited. Sometimes they're like, oh, my gosh. But I hear them wanting ponies, unicorns, And I would say, a real unicorn? Yes, I want a real unicorn, Santa. But you just get to, it's all about the children, you know, it's all about the children.
Absolutely. You know, Santa Larry, we've got about 10 minutes left here, and this year, a lot of people seem to be depressed, they seem to be down, financial problems, this happens every year, I guess. What do you tell people who are having those type of difficulties?
That joy comes in the morning. I'm not going to say have to pick themselves up, but they really, if you're depressed or down and out or things of that nature, seek help. There's someone out there to help you. If you're looking for a job, like I work in the employment industry as well, when I'm not building toys, you know, I help people all the time look for jobs. I refer them to jobs and things of that nature. The economy is really good. There are plenty enough jobs out there for everybody, you know, and we just have to manage our budget a little bit better and things of that nature because of the inflation that's going up. Anytime I pay $6 for a hamburger, next time I go in a month or two or later, that hamburger is almost $20. I know it's time for me to start eating at home. You know, but yeah, I just try to encourage people to seek help if they need it, and take advantage of all the resources that is available.
The holiday itself, which sometimes gets lost, what does Christmas mean to you?
Oh my gosh, Christmas to me is such a great feeling of joy. To me, like I say, it's all about the celebration of my Savior's birth, or our Savior's birth, and it's about giving. I love giving, you know. Even as Santa Claus, I love giving, you know, whether it's in scholarships for universities or presents or whatever the situation may be. But it's all about giving and giving of yourself and sharing the love and joy that's in your heart.
Santa Larry, let people know, you talked about being a veteran. How did you come to be a Santa?
Well, in 1999 is when I started, so I've been doing this for 23 years now. I called my brother Charles and asked him, and he's my baby brother, and I asked him if he was taking his three little boys, Chris, Camry, and Kobe, Cameron, and Kobe, to the mall to see Santa. He says, nope, they're sick, and I'm not going to take them out. They just won't see Santa this year. And I was like, oh, no, that's not good. I said, Charles, I bought a suit, and I am coming to your house on this day to be Santa Claus for my nephews. Well, my brother Charles forgot that he and I had that conversation and that I was going to come to his house to be Santa Claus for my nephews. So I that day came, and I put on my Santa Claus suit that I got from Walmart for $29.99. So I put it on and started walking around the house saying, ho, ho, ho. And then it was so funny, I just started laughing to myself. I'm thinking, this is great. I had all that long nylon white hair hanging in my face and things of that nature. So I felt like it was going to be dangerous for me to drive. So what I did was I went over to my neighbor and asked him to drive me to their house, and he said yes. And he says, now, Larry, don't be drawing attention to us. I says, okay, I want, as soon as we start driving down the highway, I let the window down, store said, ho, 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 Merry Christmas, everybody. And we finally got to my brother's house, and I knocked on the door. The three little boys opened up the door, and I was standing there, says, ho, 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 Merry Christmas. And they slammed the door in my face, and they started screaming. I could hear all this. And their mother says, boys, what is wrong? And says, Mommy, Santa Claus is at our door. She says, well, let him in. So she comes there with these three little boys hiding behind her, and she opens the door and lets me in. And we sit down. I was only there for 15 minutes. And like I say, I had a $29 suit on with my bed pillowcase that was green because I didn't have a bag, so I had to use my pillowcase. It was green, and I put presents in it, some candy and some money, and I gave it to the boys, and they were so excited, and I told them that I was going to come back on Christmas Eve to leave them more. I left, and as we were driving off, my sister-in-law called me, and she says, Larry, that was so good. And I says, really? She says, yes. She said, I asked the boys if they knew who it was, and they kept saying, yes, Mommy, it was Santa Claus. It was Santa Claus. Santa Claus came to our house first. And that was so amazing. So after that, I just started doing it for my military units and stew pots, some homeless shelters, and just doing a lot of volunteer things. And people started really liking it. And then I went up to Arkansas and did it for my mother, and my mother was acting like a teenager. Bless her heart, she wanted to sit on Santa Claus' lap. She had never seen Santa Claus before. It was so sweet. And that's how I got started, because it made me feel so good, and I realized the importance it is for others, and I just kept at it.
It's a wonderful thing, and that's a wonderful story. We've got about 5 minutes left here, and two things I want to do. For all those people, kids and adults who you know, it always comes up every year, we don't believe in Santa Claus. What do you say to those kids and adults?
Well, I would like to say to them that Santa Claus is real. Children ask me all the time, are you real? Are you real? And I said, yes, pinch me. Pull my beard. And they pinched, and I was like, ow. So they pulled my beard, and I was like, whoa, you know? But, you know, it's all about believing, having fun, creating Christmas memories with your families. And it's all about having joy, happiness, and peace. And that's what it's all about to me.
Absolutely. Now, Santa Larry, we started this tradition last year. We've got about 4 minutes left here, and we did not know until last year that you had a great singing voice.
Oh, wow. Really?
We did. We did this last year. Now, can you give us a great Christmas song like you did last year? It was wonderful.
Well, this year I'm going to give you a short version. And are you ready, Scott?
I'm ready.
All right. It goes like this. You ready? Says, jingle bells, a jingle bells, a jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. A jingle bells, a jingle bells, a jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride with Scott in my sleigh.
Santa Larry, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. You know, this year, what do you hope for? What's your Christmas wish?
Oh, my Christmas wish, Scott, is for God to continue to bless me to play a great role in bringing joy, happiness, love, and peace to people that I meet.
And
that's all I can ask for.
But before we let you go, because I think this is an important thing that we go over every year, a lot of people, the Christian community, the religious community, let's say, and the Santa Claus community do not tend to mesh in a lot of places. Some places they do, some places they don't. How do you address that whole situation?
Well, you know, I am Santa Claus at least 3 to 5 churches every year. And what I do when I go to these churches is that they set me up in a place to say, folks, if, you know, Santa Claus is here, but we know the real reason of the season. Amen? And people say, amen. Because they know that Jesus, quote-unquote, is the reason for the season. But we do happen to have Santa Claus here, and he's here to take pictures. And that's what I do. You know, I'm just there to help create pictures. I'm an ambassador to Christmas, you know? And that's all I do.
And so they can live side by side.
Oh, absolutely. As long as you know what the reason for the season is. And that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. With about 60 seconds left here, Santa Larry, talk to our audience about Christmas, about this upcoming season, well, the season that we're in right now.
Well, yeah, we're in the Christmas season right now. And I just want to reach out to everybody and let them know that Christmas is coming. Enjoy your family. Remember the reason for the season, as we discuss, and be happy. Be happy. Find someone to share your Christmas season with.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Santa Larry Jefferson from the Mall of America in Minneapolis, Minnesota. He's become one of our Christmas traditions. Merry Christmas, Santa Larry.
Merry Christmas, guys. Jingle bells, the jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride with Scott in my sleigh. Hey, ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas, Scott.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Santa Larry Jefferson, who's become a tradition here at WGH Talk for, I think, about 6 or 7 years now he's been coming on with us. What a great singing voice this man has. And, of course, we thank Buckeye Guy for coming on in this past hour as well and giving us a little recount of the Ohio State-Michigan game from this past Saturday. What a morning it's been. We've got the sports world. And we've got the Christmas world. And I like what Santa Larry had to say about religion and Santa Claus surviving in the same scene. That is a very nice sentiment for us all. Boy, oh boy, Christmas is upon us, folks. We are in the Christmas season. As hard as that might be to believe, we are definitely here in the Christmas season. And we're having a great, great time. All right. Well, you know what? I am done for the day. This is Scott Spears heading for the dugout. Have a great, great Monday.